Welcome back to Farm Talk. This is Farm Director Eric Johnson on a Friday. Not doing too bad, but I've been sitting inside the air conditioning all day today. Last temperature check I saw outside was like 75. Now it's up to 80 now here in Fargo, and we do have the chance for some pretty good storms. And in fact, Rick Schmidt, who is an extension agent in Oliver County, Rick, did you know that Reed Timmer is not going to be very far away from you? If you don't know who that is, he is the tornado chaser, very famous tornado chaser. So he has a thinking that you might be close to the action tonight.
Well, let's hope he doesn't have a very eventful experience out here. So, yeah, at least in our county.
Exactly. So we will we'll see how it pans out. But I was watching a video of him. He actually had moved into South Dakota. He's been doing this. I think he used to work for like the Weather Channel and different things. And he's actually got these several different of these tornado chasers, and they are really cool looking units. Are like spaceships going down the roadway. But he is positioning himself, from what he said, just north of Bismarck. So that is a little east of you. But he said, is he expecting to see some of those supercells possibly to pop up in North Dakota at about four or five of this afternoon. So I hope you guys get some rain. Do you guys need rain there, Rick, or has that been taken care of recently?
You know, we're sitting actually really pretty good in the county right now. I mean, out in the west, you never complain about too much rain, but we are actually sitting really good at this point.
Okay. Well, that is good. That makes my next question a lot easier. How's the spring bed? Everybody get in and planted? Did you have some replants, anything like that?
It's been a very interesting year. If we remember back what 6 weeks ago looked like, we were really, really dry coming out of a year where we didn't have much for snow cover. And a lot of our crops actually got planted ahead of schedule, and they got planted deeper than normal because we were trying to find some moisture to put the seed into. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the rain gauge started to add up a little bit, and we ended up, a lot of people were reporting between like 7 and 10 inches of rain.
Oh man!
In that 10-day period, you know, right after the 1st of May here, and we've been getting timely rain since then, and so we're sitting really pretty good in the county.
Okay. Well, that is fantastic to hear, because I think the last couple of years you and I have talked has been kind of depressing. Not that you're depressing. You're very vocal. But it's been lack of rain. It's been a lack of rain, really. I mean, right? That's been kind of the thing the last couple of years.
It has been. You know, and everything, I would say even like last year, we were sitting much the same. And it seemed like we got to April, May, June, and all of a sudden the rains started up, and we ended up with a pretty good year last year.
Okay.
And this year kind of started off the same. I mean, the winter was relatively mild, no snow to speak of that we had to push. And so, you know, it's not how much rain you get, it's when you get it. Mm-hmm. And how fast it comes. I mean, and we're sitting, this is kind of an ideal year up to this point, unless you're referring to grass. Grass has been interesting because we had several days near 90 degrees at the end of April, and our grass production is behind.
Okay.
Alfalfa's fine. The grain crops are doing fine, but for those people that do like a tame grass hay, that is struggling a little bit because we had too much heat, I think, early on, and maybe the rains were a couple of weeks late for that those types of grasses. But other than that, we're sitting very good.
Yeah, and you're not alone in the pasture stuff. The pasture land is really not that great this year for the most part. I'm sure we can find some good spots, but for a lot of the people that I asked, maybe it's more western North Dakota, but it just hasn't been that great.
Yeah, and I think part of it is the forage, what is it, something like 90% of your forage production potential is based on the moisture that you receive in April and May, even into June a little bit. But we were really dry in April, and so we were actually probably about maybe a week away from a total disaster. Because of the heat, a lot of our cool season grasses were ready to head out when the rain started. And once they head out, they're basically maxed out at their production for that year, unless they get clipped off and, you know, maybe get restarted. But so we lost a lot of production because we did not have rain in April.
Okay. Well,
but the crops that get planted in the April and when the they emerge with good moisture conditions, they just take off and run. So
right.
And that's kind of what we're seeing right now.
Okay, give me a height on the corn. Where are we at? Are we going to make knee high by the 4th of July, or are we going to blow by that?
You know, it's really interesting, but I would say that we will be past that.
Okay.
And part of it is a lot of the corn was in before the rain, and we're going to be just fine. Corn's probably 8 to 8 inches to a foot tall right now. You give us a couple of warm days, and that stuff is just gonna it'll take off and run.
Okay, well you're getting them right now.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It looks good.
Yeah.
And we got them in on time too. So, and ironically, the varieties that we've been planting out here, even on the corn side, is that we are sometimes seeing waist high or better than that by the 4th of July. It seems like we're getting it in earlier. And the corn is, maybe it's hybrids as well, but, or the new varieties, but, it's knee-high is almost a disappointment right now at 4th of July.
Well, that was my thing. I literally did this last year because we'd been spoiled, even if we got in late. Just everything, once we got in, everything was taken off, and I kept getting, yeah, my corn is chest-high, shoulder-high, whatever it happens to be. And I'm like, what? I just said, we need to get rid of this knee-high by the 4th of July. Now, that's mostly what I'm hearing this year. Now I'm like, gosh, I hope we make it to our knees. But the other part of that is, I still think we're going to have a good crop if we can just, not have anything crazy happen and just keep like
yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
We need heat, though. And that was the other question I was going to have for you. And I don't know that you have your forecast sitting in front of you, but it threw me off because I was visiting, I forget who I was talking to yesterday. Oh, I was talking to one of the presidents from the NDGGA. He farms up, Ryan Ellis farms up by Williston. And I was talking about how hot it's going to be here this weekend, like 93 on Saturday and like 90 again maybe on Sunday. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, great, but Sunday we're going to be back in like the low 60s. And it's like,
yeah.
Holy cats. So are you guys cooling off too on Sunday? Is that the expectation to be way cool again?
Yeah, we're supposed to cool down again on Sunday. I mean, they're talking on Sunday back to 66 for a high.
Oof. Okay.
80 or a little plus here today and tomorrow yet, but it's going to cool down again.
Okay. How about weeds? A lot of weed pressure, not too bad?
I would say, yeah. I mean, there's people that always have got weed pressure, and I would say more on the noxious weed side. Oh. Our leafy spurge problems are back with a vengeance this year. We've always got some kochia and some wormwood and thistle issues to deal with, but I would say, more on the pasture weeds than the crop weeds.
Mm. You must have a lot of cattle out in your neck of the woods too, because I'm looking at your topography. Looks like you got a lot of rolling hills.
We've got, our county is basically a 50-50. About 50% runs with pasture land and 50% is tillable ground that's seeded into crop ground. Yeah, we do have a lot of cattle in the county.
The other question for you, we got a fair, achievement days. What do we got going on for extension?
Well, fair season's amongst us for a lot of counties. Ours isn't until the 7th, 8th, 9th of August. So we've got some time to prepare for that. But the first county fairs were last weekend already. And there's a lot of them coming up this weekend and next weekend try to get ahead of the state fair. And yeah. Kids are out there busy working with animals and getting their projects ready to go for exhibiting. And
it's been a pretty good year for that. It hasn't been overly hot, so I'm sure the cattle aren't minding the temperatures.
That's correct. I would say mosquitoes are going to be somewhat of a concern. Flies are going to come on here, the cattle have actually enjoyed the weather. Our hottest time was actually, like I said, probably that last couple days of April into the 1st of May when it was really dry. Now we're dealing with humid and some heat, but it's actually been pretty good on the cattle up to this point.
Gotcha. Rick Schmidt, again, extension agent for Oliver County in Center North Dakota. It's like another area that claims that you guys are just, south of the geological center of North America? I thought that was Rugby. What is Rugby?
Well, yep, Rugby is the geographical center of North America. center is the scientific center of North America.
There's a few.
As you hold your patents, the true geographical coordinates are just 4.4 miles north of center.
I gotcha. Okay. So you guys look like you got the same.
That's a long story we could share someday.
That'd be kind of fun. You guys look like, because I was looking at some of the pictures of like the monument, it looks like you got like a 2-for-1 deal, one in rugby and one in like north of center, because it's got a pile of rocks with whatever that is on top.
We moved a 30,000-pound rock right on the exact coordinates that was determined here back in, was it 2017, when there was some guy out in Rochester, New York, that came up with the exact coordinates of where the true geographical coordinates are at. So, yeah, gotcha. We put a nice little monument up. It's been really a nice thing to add to our community. We got people from all over the world, actually, that come and look at that. So
do you have a bunch of rugby people standing across the road with their arms crossed like, no, it isn't?
We were going to joke around. I mean, this is an NDSU thing, but, you know, you had the nickel at NDSU. Yeah. We were actually going to go and steal their 25-foot monument and haul it down here, but figured it would be a little hard to move and to hide. So
I would say.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right, gotcha. Rick, thank you so much. Appreciate the update. I'm sure we'll check in with you soon. You need a little moisture. Is that right? My memory serves. I'll give the request to Daryl.
You know, we never complain when it comes. We just hope it comes nice. And right now we're sitting good. We just hope that we don't see the white combine come and... Yeah.